Books like How Not to Murder Your Grumpy, Grumpy Old Menopause and Grumpy's On Board were bestsellers for Carol Wire. And to tell us about her latest offering, Little Girl Lost, is Carol Wire herself. Hello, Carol.
Hello, Phil.
Tell us about this.
Yes.
Before we say about your new book, what made you change the type of books you wrote before? Because they were all humorous before.
They were. I've been writing humour now for a long time, as you know. I've written 10 humour books. Mostly to do with ageing and every subject you can think of that you can laugh at. And number 10's hiding in the publishers at the moment. It hasn't come out yet. But I thought, do you know, my books are getting a bit more complicated. I'm trying to put in more twists. And the last one I wrote, Life Swap, had an amazing twist ending that nobody could guess. And it went down really, really well. But I thought, to get those twists in, I need to really change genre. And I've always read thrillers. I've always been a big thriller reader. Uh-huh. In fact, that's my sort of default setting. And last year, I had quite a bad year. It wasn't a very good year for me health-wise. And a few things happened in my private life that just sort of flipped me over a little bit. And I was in the right frame of mind to really get into thriller writing. So there was this sort of change of my mindset slightly. Also, I'd honed my craft somewhat on writing humour. I mean, writing humour, I can write chatty style all day long. I can do stand-up. It comes more naturally to me. But what has improved over the years is my writing style. And I think to go straight in with a thriller, if you haven't really got your craft honed, as it were, is a bit more difficult. You know, you really want to go, and there's a lot of thriller writers out there. I wanted to make sure that I was ready for it. So in 2014, I wrote a series of stories called Love Hurts. Uh-huh. Some were funny and some were a bit black, to say the least. And I wrote it on a live radio show, which sadly wasn't yours, Phil.
Oh, I'm sad about that.
Hey. No, it was a live audience. They were packed into the studio. You can imagine what it was like. Read the stories out live. And the ones that went down best were the gruesome ones. And I thought, you know, I can do this. But of course, I was contracted to write humour, so I kept writing the humour.
Yeah.
And now the time's right. And I said to my publishers, look, is it okay if I send in, you know, my synopsis for a thriller book? And they said, yeah, okay, go ahead. And I sent it in. They went, oh, this is great. We're doing this. And here we go. I've got a series of thrillers for them. So this is the first in the series with a detective called D.I. Robin Carter. She's a female, but with a Y for Robin.
Yeah.
And the first one out is called Little Girl Lost, which we'll talk about in a second. The second one, I'm just sending the line edit back for. That'll be out in May, and the third one out in September.
Blimey.
So we're rock and rolling with these.
You are, certainly are. Now, where did you get your inspiration from for all these thrillers, so to speak?
Well, a lot of it is reading. Myself, you know, from years and years and years of reading. I was brought up on a diet of Dennis Wheatley and Agatha Christie.
Combination. Yes, yeah, absolutely.
So I kind of always have been interested in twists and whodunit, and I've always, you know, watched dramas on television. But a lot of my inspiration comes from the real life. So the thing that I'm most interested in is the psychology of the twisted mind or the human frailty. You know, it's that how people can be pushed to the end. Their circumstances make them do things, horrific things that we would find terrible. But when you scratch away at the surface, you work out why they did it. And so my first thriller works from two angles. It works from the perspective of the murderer, so you'll understand why they are doing what they're doing. I'm not going to say you'll feel sympathy for them, but you'll feel empathy and comprehension. So I try to work at it from two angles. So the inspiration comes from reading, you know, news stories and what have you. But many years ago, I also did a psychology module, and I am quite interested in what makes people tick. I mean, who hasn't thought about doing something, you know? There's always that time, isn't there? I was sitting in McDonald's wondering if I could poison my husband by putting broken glass into his Happy Meal.
Oh, naughty.
No, but I mean, joking aside, you know, there's always that thought, isn't there? You know, would you do something? What would you do? Could you get away with it?
Yeah, exactly. You know? Yeah. This day and age, nothing's sacred, is it, to find out?
Exactly.
Very, very quickly. So,
also, there are a lot of pressures on people that can just tip people over the edge, aren't there?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. So how different is it to write a novel from your previous killer grumpy type book?
The Grumpies were so easy to write because stuff just poured out, a bit like a comedy set. It was easy. The ideas just tumbled out. So I'd write chapter one and then chapter two and chapter three.
Yeah.
But with the thrillers, I have to be very careful because I'm writing from different perspectives. I can't get my timelines out. So it's like a jigsaw puzzle. So I actually have to now be prepared. I have to have like a big board of who does what, who has what colour eyes, who says what, who's married to what, especially until I'm doing a series. So I have to make sure I don't lose track of those individuals and what they're doing. So actually it's a lot more work. It's a lot more complicated. And I have to do an incredible amount of research, especially with police procedures, because I didn't know a lot about that, and forensic science. So I'm learning a lot as I go along as well.
Of course,
and yet,
I was going to say, you have to have your facts right, don't you? You have to have your facts right when you're doing things like this.
Definitely, because, the people that are reading your book read a lot of crime thrillers, and they'll be the first to jump up and down and say, no, you've got that wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You really have to make sure that's right. So I'm finding it demanding yet fun, if you know what I mean, and I just absolutely love surprising people. And if anybody's read the reviews on Little Girl Lost now, there's 97 reviews. And most of them are 5-star, and the reviews are just astonishing. I was just looking at something earlier that somebody's put up on Instagram, and it just said, this type of narrative is my favourite. It can be very difficult to pull it off. Wire nails it. Oh, good.
Excellent. Not literally, but
I think who can I nail?
Yes, exactly. So which type do you prefer to write, Carol? Is it comedy, or is this the new sort of comedy for you, so to speak?
For me, I've always loved writing comedy. We've spoken before about how important it is to have laughter in your life and how it sees you through dark times.
Yeah.
Behind every clown face, if you like, or anybody's stand-up, I mean, look at some of the stand-up comedians, there is a dark side. There's a dark side to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm enjoying working with that side now. I think for me now, this is where I am. This is what I'm feeling more. I'm getting more out of it. I'm feeling more fulfilled.
That's brilliant. So what's the next step? Are you gonna release it on television, into television programs and stuff?
Well, several people have actually said it's real drama material.
Well, there you go.
Uh-huh. It's out in an audiobook. So we've got audiobook, we've got the paperback, and we've got the Kindle version.
Yeah.
We've also, who knows? I mean, I would love it, obviously, to get towards the drama stage. I think certainly this first book lends itself perfectly to it. And indeed, book two, which is, again, set in Staffordshire, they're all set in Staffordshire, it lends itself to that. Because when I write a book, the first thing that happens is I run it through my head like a film. And if I don't like the ending or I don't like the characters, I change it. Because we've said before, I actually don't sleep very much because I have insomnia. So I just lie awake and play films in my head.
Yeah.
And before I even write anything, that's what happens. So, they lend themselves perfectly to television. But, who wouldn't say that as an author?
Exactly.
Anybody listening from the old drama brigade? Here I am.
Superb. Now, you can get books from any bookshop, any good bookshop, like Waterstones and others. How else can we get hold of them? You have to order it. Oh, okay.
You need to order it if you go to those bookshops. You can order it from your library. Go to the library and just ask them to get it in.
Yeah.
If you're going to Birmingham Airport, you can get it from Pocket Shop, which is at Birmingham Airport.
Uh-huh.
They're selling it.
Yeah.
And, of course, you can get it online. So, Amazon is obviously your first port of call, really, because you can get it from there and get it delivered to your house.
Fabulous. Well, thanks very much for sharing that with us, Carol. And we wish all the very best with the books and many more to come in the future.
I'm afraid there are. There's quite a series.
I was going to say, once you've started one, it starts a whole chain reaction of things, doesn't it?
It jolly well does. I think the one about me murdering the DJ, though, I think we'll save that one, shall we?
Oh, is that to come, is it?
No, don't worry. I wouldn't do that to
you. I bet you would. You've been on my shows often enough, eh? That's good.
Okay.
Carol, it's been a pleasure, as always, to have you on the show. And we'll speak to you again soon. Keep us posted, won't you, with everything else?
Will do. And thank you so much for having me on. And thank you to everybody that's downloaded the book and sent it right up to number 4 in the charts.
By the way, you're on Twitter and Instagram. How can we see you on Twitter and Instagram? What's your name's on there?
My name's Carol with an E in the middle for Carol Wire for Twitter.
Yep.
So it's at Carol E. Wire. My website's the same. It's carolewire.co.uk. And unfortunately, on Instagram, I have no E. It's going to get me different.
Fabulous.
So I'm still on there as well.
Okay.
But you can catch it on Facebook or anywhere. I'll be all over it. Just Google my name and you'll find me. Black Country Radio.